We have been sort of teasing for a while, something we've had in mind.
We've been planning this for like a year and holding off and knowing that this is what we were going to do this summer, and Zero Chill kind of got in the way.
Exactly. But we're excited to get onto some good skating content, and this is, I know, good because I have read it.
So have I.
If you are a skating fan and have not read this, I highly recommend you read along with us.
Join us for the book club.
Yep.
If you've joined us for book clubs past, you know that it's a good time.
But we're kind of doing a book club plus.
Yes.
So before we announce what it is, although, again, there are very few figure skating books, you probably guessed.
And there are even less good ones.
Exactly. But we are fast approaching the 2022 Olympics, which is going to be a busy time for us, and which is why we didn't leave this for a very important anniversary. 20 years ago, next February, was a big, important turning point in the history of figure skating.
Changed everything about the sport as we know it today.
Yeah. Back in 2002, I'm sure you are all aware, even if you weren't watching, there was a huge international scandal at the Paris event at the Salt Lake City Olympic Games. It not only got figure skating in the news in a not very good way,
that's the only time figure skating's in the news.
I mean, yeah. But it also forced a major change in the scoring system. And it's kind of interesting to look back on that 20 years on to see
how little progress we've made since the initial change was made, but also how much progress we've made since 2002.
Yep.
And how rife the sport was for cheating.
Yeah, and not only cheating and judging scandals, but the book, The Second Mark, Courage, Corruption, and the Battle for Olympic Gold by Joy Goodwin. It's a really good book. Came out 2004 for the print edition. There's a few ebook editions. I don't know the paginations for that one. But she does a really good job of, basically, this book is a collective biography of the top three pair teams at that 2002 Salt Lake Olympics. Plus a bit of a sort of investigative journalism piece into the whole scandal
in 2002. What happened, how it happened, why it happened.
Yep, and some of the repercussions of it. Obviously, this book came out in 2004, and a lot has changed since then.
So we will be reading through the book, talking about the book, and providing the context of the 16 years since the book came out.
Yep, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, we will talk a lot about how things have changed, how things have not changed in a variety of arenas. Yeah.
This is going to inevitably open us up for discussions of what we wish they would change about the scoring system now. It comes up periodically. It's going to come up in these episodes. And we're also going to tie in with the other thing that we know you guys like, which is our career recaps, because we want to watch what these skaters actually did.
Exactly. So if you haven't read this book before, basically it's separated into two halves. The first half is one chapter for a biography of Berezhnya and Tsigirlytse, one chapter on Shen and Zhao, and one chapter on Saleh and Pelche. And then the second half is about the
investigative journalism.
So basically how we're going to set it up is for our next episode, which will be about 2 weeks from now, we're going to read all the way through the prologue and the first chapter, which again in the original 2004 print edition ends on page 80, which is all about the lives and trials of Berezhnya and Tsigirlytse. And then we don't want to just talk about their personal lives. We want to go watch some skating. And if you've noticed, it's been for me kind of a glaring omission in our career retrospectives. We have not done any pairs, and we wanted to save this to watch some really good pair skating from back in the day.
We have been, if you guys have been listening since the beginning of those career retrospective episodes, we have been kind of sort of talking about doing this since we started doing those.
Because that's the thing. This is, it's a very well-written book. It brings up so many interesting things to talk about. And so we do really want to delve into the lives of these interesting skaters, their careers, and also this turning point in figure skating history.
Especially because we're coming up on an Olympic season 20 years later.
And you know, people, I mean, people are already talking about, you know, the scandal that changed figure skating. It's going to be the 20-year anniversary in 2022. You know, there's going to be lots of talk. And I think it's good to periodically, you know, look back at where we've come from and reassess how far we've come, because there have definitely been changes, but also to see where we can still improve and where issues of the past haven't really gone away completely.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about issues with scoring, but frankly, the issues with scoring have got nothing on 6-0 issues with scoring.
Exactly.
And the skating that you think you remember is not as great as you think it is. And we will get into that, because we're going to be talking about the top three pair teams in that 2002 Olympics. And I haven't watched those programs in a while, but I know they're not all perfect.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, the title of the book is The Second Mark. And we still talk about, you know, the PCS scores and how much they should determine who wins a competition. It's still a question. I think it will never not be a question.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be fun both to do a little, you know, deep dive back into figure skating history and, you know, sort of reassess how we think about today's figure skating in the context of 20 years ago.
And that is coming to you. It will probably take us all summer.
Yeah. Because it's going to be multiple parts. We're going to, again, go through a few chapters at a time, probably all separated by 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's kind of our plan for now. The things could happen between now and the end of the summer. But
yeah,
we will be aiming to be done this series in time for, fingers crossed, maybe a JGP.
Yes. But yeah, this will give us something to do over the summer, hopefully you something to look forward to. And we had some pretty good, you know, sort of book club discussion last time we did one of these book clubs. And so if you've never read it, I would encourage you to read along with us. Even if you have, maybe, you know,
it's been 17 years since the book came out.
Exactly.
If you haven't read it in 10 years or more, now would probably be a good time to revisit it. That's what we're doing. We haven't read it in a very long time.
And, you know, refresh before all the think pieces come out next winter, because you know there's going to be some think pieces.
There's going to be think pieces, and they're going to come from people who don't understand.
Exactly.
So be prepared to rebut them with legitimate arguments. You better believe that that is part of the motivation for this, so that everybody who comes in who hasn't watched figure skating since 2002, who comes in with a think piece, I can be completely prepared to school them, because they will deserve it.
And also just to remind ourselves how far we've come, because we have come a long way.
Absolutely. So that is happening here on Patreon only. We are not doing this on the main feed.
Yes.
So this is also going out to everybody else so that everybody knows. So some of you guys are Patreon subscribers already. Thank you. If you are not, you can get this on our Patreon.
Yep. It's $1 per episode that we release. And if you want to go back into our back catalog, those are also $1 per episode. And if you want to, you know, say you're not interested in career retrospectives, you can, you know, hang on and just listen to the book club ones. You can choose.
Yes. Basically. You can be a little choosy. You got to sort of play the Patreon algorithm to do that. But you can totally listen to just the chapter recaps. Every episode will be labeled so that you can pick and choose as you see fit.
And yeah, we're excited to delve into it, and we'll see what controversy comes up. This is still a contentious competition.
Oh, 20 100%.
Years down the line.
And neither of us have started rereading the book yet.
Or rewatching. So it will be interesting. So please join us for the ride.